You go with your Xiaomi Class 1 to MSW, Daf Kuf, Chaf Beis. You begin your Xiaomi on Daf Pei Dalet, Amad Aleph, at the Mishnah, and it's Halacha Vav, the last year, Mesechus Yevamos. Mi'idim lo'aneh, lo'oh halavona, mesim al-baskal. You may testify if the deceased was seen by candlelight or by moonlight. You may testify based on a voice, even if nobody was seen. Masa be'echa shamad avoy shahal, v'ame ishploini ben ishploini, Mi makom ploini meis halchu lematzu shom adam leisira esishtei. A case occurred in which a man was on a mountain top. He gave his name and place and said he was dying. People went and didn't find anyone. They permitted his wife to remarry. Shuv maaseh b'tzamayin be'echad sha amar ani ish ploini ben ploini nashchani nachash v'haray ani meis. Another case occurred in Salmon, in which a man gave his name and said he's dying from a snake bite. They went and didn't recognize the body, and they permitted his wife to remarry. The Gemara says, "Amar Bichanina, Nemdeni Rabbi Yonasan behein Shero Bovia Shel Adam." Bichanina said that Rabbi Yonasan taught me that if there's a shadow, there's no concern lest it's a demon. Therefore, we may testify only if they saw the shadow of a man. Chanana Taman Taninan Mishahaya Mushlach Vav Amakul Shemeh Skoili Yachtuv Getli Ishtoi Hari Eilu Yachtuv Yidnu. Rav Acha, quoting Chanana, said that there's a mission there that teaches that if someone was cast into a pit and said, "Whoever hears my voice, write a get to my wife," they write a get and give it to her. Rama Rabbi Yonasan Behein Shavu Buvia Shal Adam. Rabbi Yonasan said this only if they saw the shadow of a man. Ve'acha b'shem Rabbi Chanina b'shem Rabbi Chanina had a tatema b'sadeh or b'ir afir loy she say loy ro'u b'vir shel adam. Ve'acha quoting Rabbi Chanina said that this is in the field, but in the city, even if they didn't see the shadow of a man. She say v'hatanina misha hayimushlech v'bor v'amar komish shemeya eskoli yichtev gel ishtoi harei ze yichtev v'yidnu v'amar Rabbi Yonasan v'hu shero b'vir shel adam. The Gemara says there's a Mishnah that teaches if someone was cast into a pit and said, "Whoever hears my voice, write a get to my wife," they write a get and give it to her. And Rabbi Yonasan said this is only if they saw the shadow of a man. Rabbi Avon HaMazikim Mitzuyim B'Boyuris Kedech Shein Mitzuyim B'Sadlis. Rabbi Avonan said that Mazikim, demons, are common in pits, even in the city, just like they're common in the fields. Haman Taninan HaMesis Zehedjet V'Anisis Zehedjet. A Mishnah teaches that Mesis is a Hedjet, with a regular person, but entices to serve idolatry and the one who is enticed is a hedjet, a regular person. Ha chacham loy, the Gemara asks, is a hedjet killed for this, but a chacham is not? The Gemara answers, since he enticed, he's not a chacham, and since he entices, this is not a chacham. Kefad oisim loy, laharim alav, how do we scheme to get him to entice in front of witnesses? Machminim alav veisaidim, we hide two witnesses in the inner room, and we station the mesis in the outer room. We light a lamp over him so the witnesses can see him and his. We can also leben sata velod yechminu loy shnei tamal hachamim beviu abeisim v'saklu. This is what the Yehbu ben sata in Lod. They hid for him Chachamim and brought him to Beis Din and stoned him. The Gemara asked him, "Here you say so that that means that witnesses may divorce a woman based on her voice even though they didn't see the man?" Shnihi dama ani. The answer is, there is different because he said I and he gave his name in the city. Avacha ani. Or also here it should suffice to ask the Mesis to say I am and let him give his name. Shle yivrach v'yelech lai v'yelech v'yesis v'chayim imay. The answer is we don't say this, lest he realize that they intend to testify about him and flee and go and entice others to serve idolatry with him. Taman Taninan, Hamevi get Va'avimenu, Imatsoya al Atar Kosher im Lav Pasel. The Mishnah says one who brings a get and lost it, if he found it immediately, it's kosher, if not, it's pasel. Ezel Atar, what's considered immediately? V'yechon Oma, Kol Shaloi, Shizei Ova Sham Beria. V'yechon answered, it's before anyone passed by there. She say now Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi Rishon bar Baba b'shem Rishon ben Levi Kol Shaloi Avro Shom Shloshe b'nei Adam. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi quoting Rishon bar Baba quoting Rabbi Rishon ben Levi answered this before three people passed by there. Ova goy mahu, if a Gentile passed by, what's the law? Even though he cannot be a shliach to give a get, perhaps he was sent to give it to a Yisrael, who will give it. We learn from the following case. Adabar of Chana bought a get and it was lost from him. Ishmaeli found it. The case came in front of Rabbonon and they were machshir, and it shows that if a Gentile passed by, it's kosher. Then Simon Habalei Bey. The Gemara asked perhaps they were machshir because he had a simon in the get. Lakein Tani ain't simon a gitin. The Gemara asked back, what's the question? Wasn't it taught that a simon doesn't help the gitin? Ahu do Amma Talti Shurin Amhacha. Hey, Shaboy, how you knockers? The answer is it was taught that a regular simon doesn't help for getting. That's just when he says that it was written in two lines. However, here he says that the hey was not written properly and it looked like dots. That you get such a high level simon helps even for getting. Rabbi Ezra boy, come here with mana. Hacha, I'm an apostle. Rabbi Ezra asked mana here, why is it apostle if it will sound later? And the aimer, echad hayasham vayashmai kishmai. Mana answered, I said there was another man there, and his name was like the name of the husband who sent the get that was lost. The Gemara asked, well, think about it, if they checked the entire area and didn't find anyone with the same name, why is it possible? The Gemara answered, is it not due to the stringency of Arayas? Means that we're concerned for a couple of the same names from another city of the same name, even though we don't know of such a city. It was taught in our Mishnah that a man on a mountain top gave his name and place and said he was dying, and they went and didn't find anyone, and they permitted his wife to remarry. And in Talmud, a man gave his name and said that he's dying from a snake bite, and they went and didn't recognize the body, and they permitted his wife to remarry. A Malay with Imana, Cain, Hama, we should say, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Acha, Ha'isha Zeh, Shnei Gittin, Hoyu Viyodai, Echad Kosher, Echad Posel, Ovad, Esa Kosher, Behishach, Esa Posel, Beshashim Matza, and Yoime, Esa Posel Matza. And another answer says of Mana is that, so said Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Acha, this man had two Gittin in his hand, one kosher and one posel. He lost the kosher one and discarded the posel one. When he found the get, I say that he found the posel one. Now Halacha Zayin, Amar Bikiva Kesherati Lenaldo Leibur Hashana Matzani Nechemya Ish Badla. Bikiva says, when I went to Naldo to make a leap year, I encountered Nechemya Ish Badla. Amar Li Shamati Shein Mesias Aisha Beretz Yisrael Al Pi Eid Echad Ela Yud Ben Bava. Nechemya said, I heard in Eretz Yisrael only Yud Ben Bava permits a woman based on one witness. Misi Loi Bechein Adroyim. Bikiva said that's correct. Amar Li Amar Lahem Mishmi, atem yodim shemadina azois, mashubeshes, megaisis, mukolani, mevagamlio, hazokain, shemesim, aisha, al pi eid echod. Nehemia said, tell me my name, that the roads are perilous because of the soldiers I received from Gamliel, the elder, that a woman may remarry based on one witness. Shubasi, veretsesi adram, lefne Gamliel, samach, vedvarai. The Kiva says, when I told this to Gamliel, who was the grandson of Gamliel the elder, he rejoiced. Vama, matinu, chaver, Yehuda ben Bava. And Gamliel said, we found a colleague to support Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. The Tichs Roim, Nizka, Gamliel, Shinergu, Harugim, Etel Alza, Nehisi, Gamliel, Esn Shoisim, Al Pied Echad, Vilsukuli, Esn Nesim, Aid Mipi Aid, and Mipi Isha, and Mipi Shifra. And Mitzis, Gamliel recalled that men were killed in Tel Alza. And Gamliel, the elder, permitted their wives, based on one witness, that became established to remarry based on Aid Mipi Aid, which is second-hand testimony, and based on a woman or female slave. The Gemara says, "Matzu kosa b'shtar, mis pleini ne'erag pleini, Rabbi Yirmiyah omer, mesiyim es eshtei." The Gemara says, if it was found written in a document, pleini died, or pleini was killed, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, we permit his wife to remarry. Rabbi Bunbach Kahana omer, im mesiyim es eshtei. Rabbi Kahana says, we don't permit his wife to remarry. Masnisa mesai ledein, masnisa mesai ledein. A b'risa supports this one, and a b'risa supports that one. Masnisa mesai ledein, Rabbi Yirmiyah, al pi eidim, Loi al pi kutsavam, loi al pi metugaman, veloi abp 8. And we have a support for Rabbi Yirmiyah from a baisa, al pi shnaim edim, means but not through what witnesses wrote, and not through a translator who translates the witnesses' words to a language that the baisa understands, and not aid mipi aid, second hand testimony. ועכשיו אם מסיים עד מפי עד, זה כבשה על פי סבם ועל פי מתורגמם מסיים. Nowadays, do we not permit his wife to remarry based on aid mipi aid? Sooner we permit to remarry through what they wrote and through a translator. Masnisa Messiah le Rabbi Bun, Bar Kahana, Yofa Koyach Ha'edim, Mikoyach Ha'shtar, Mikoyach Ha'shtar, Mikoyach Ha'edim. We bring a support to Rabbi Bun Bar Kahana from another Baisa. Witnesses have greater power than a document, and a document has greater power than witnesses. She'edim she'omu meisploini, nerak ploini, mesim es yeshtoi. If witnesses say Pliny died or Pliny was killed, we permit his wife to remarry. If it was found written in a document Pliny died or Pliny was killed, we do not permit his wife to remarry. The document has greater power than witnesses, though, because one who lends to his colleague in front of witnesses, he collects only from Bnei Chayrin land, which is property that the borrower still owns. One who lends a document, he collects even from Meshubadim land, which is land that the borrower later sold. Now, Halacha Ches. Rav Elazar and Rishua both say we don't permit a woman to remarry based on one witness. Rav Kiva says she may not remarry based on a woman or relatives. Taninan Uchzuku Liyos Masim Eidin Pi Eid Mipi Isha Veisha Mipi Isha Mipi Eved Mipi Shifra Mipi Kroivim Veadam Ha'ochin. The Gemara asks that the previous Mishnah taught that it became established to remarry based on Eidin Pi Eid and based on a woman or male or female slave or relatives, and you say this. Masnisin Commissioner Rishona. The answer is, our Mishnah is like the original teaching before Rabbi Akiva encountered Nehemiah Ish Barla. And now we come to Halacha Test, the final Mishnah in the Masechta. Amulai Maaseh B'nei Levi Shaholchu L'Tzera Ir HaTamarim V'chala Echad Mehem B'derech V'nihru B'Pundak V'chazrosam Amru L'Pundakis E'in Chavirinu Numas Lahem Meis V'Kvartiv V'Esiru Es Ishtai. The Mishnah says they told the Rekiva about a case in which Levim went to Tzayar, the city of Dates. One got sick and they left him at the inn. When they returned, they said to the innkeeper, who was a Gentile woman, where is our friend? And she said that he died and she buried him. They permitted his wife to remarry. And Muloi loite kehenes kapundakis. They told him, kehenes, this just means a kosher woman, should be believed no less than an innkeeper. Also, this is like the Mishnah which showed in the original teaching that a woman was not believed. Amalahem kishite kapundakis nemenes havunagas nemenes Hapundakis, Hotzielahem, Makaloi, Rinaloi, Talmiloi, Vesefetera, Shai Viyadi. The Kiva says that in a case like that of the innkeeper, she's believed, the innkeeper showed to them the man's staff, shoe, bag, and Sefetera that was with him. The one says, Hapundakis, Hotzielahem, Makaloi, Rinaloi, Hapundase, Vesefetera, Shai Viyadi. The Gemara quotes again from the Mishnah, the innkeeper showed to them the man's staff, shoe, bag, and Sefetera that was with him. Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Chanina, Asu Oisa Kechaya Shu Nemenes Alatar. Racha, quoting Rav Chanina, said they made the innkeeper like a midwife who's believed immediately about which twin was born first. Amar Bishmu Bar Susalta, Asu Oisa Kagoi Mesiach Latume. Bishmu Bar Susalta said they made her like a Gentile speaking Lefitume, which means unaware of the consequences of his words. Hadar Estoin Bar Kami Rabbi Mana, Later Dar Polig Al Bishmu Ben Lokish, the Bishmu Ben Lokish Amar Kol Shesha Lim Oisai, a certain caterer asked Rav Mana, does this not argue with Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish said, in any case in which they ask him and he answers, it's called intent, and a Gentile is not believed. Leith ken ha-hikahid am Rishmur ba-asasalta, if ken ka-hud amat ubi-chanina, asu oisa kachaya shu ne'menes al-atal. Rav Mana answered, it's unlike Rishmur ba-asasalta, who said that they made her like a Gentile speaking lefitumoy. Like Rabbi Chanina said that they made her like a midwife who was believed immediately. Hadnalach, Perka Isha, Basra, Oslikala, Maseches Yevamos.